السلام عليكم سويدس فريندز بسيادة الشماعي. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulin in the in Sfiras HaOmer, where we saw as the Shitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim that there are two countings. There's the counting of the days, which is that you're counting 49 days, that the 50th day will be Shavuos. That's the date of Shavuos, the 50th day. And you're also counting weeks, because the Metzius of the weeks creates Shavuos. So therefore you're counting this Metzius of weeks that creates Shavuos. The Metzius of days doesn't create Shavuos. The 50th day is Shavuos. But the Metzius of the 7 weeks leading up to Shavuos, that's what creates Shavuos. So those are the two countings, the counting of the weeks, the Metzius of the weeks that create Shavuos, and the counting of the days, the 50 days. And the 50th day, that is going to be the day of Shavuos. And that's why you would have to count both days and weeks. The weeks is related in the Torah to the Karban HaOmer, which we don't have anymore. It's only Zecher LaMikdash, no Baracha, like we saw in Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And similarly, the counting of the days, we also have to count, like counting the weeks, but that is not Zecher LaMikdash. That's even without the Omer. It's not said in the context of the Omer Mela. You have to count that even B'sman HaZeh, to arise, and therefore when you count the weeks with the days, in the context of the days, in 15 days, that is 2 weeks. That is 2 weeks in one day. So the weeks are only counted not separately, but in the context of the days, because the Iker is the days. Anyway, that's Tamsis Inyan that we saw. We saw Baruch Hashem Neflos, and now we will continue. We could possibly see this also in the Pesukim. It says, "Usfardim lechem imochres haShabbos miyom aviyachem esomer atinu v'shev Shabbos tamimos tiyana." This is a Parshas Emor, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Tetzvah, Pasuk Tetzayin, Ad imochres haShabbos. So all of the Farshim are bothered, many Rishonim are bothered by the question of what did it mean to count 50 days? You're not counting 50 days, you're counting 49 days. As ma perush, as Rashi mevi kama perushim. Rashi mevi perush echad, that the pasuk should be read as follows: Ad mimachos haShabbos tisperu, until mimachos haShabbos count. What does it mean until? Until and not including, meaning only 49 days, and then chamishim yom v'krafta mincha chadash al Hashem. And then on the 50th day, you are going to be bringing a mincha chadash al Hashem. So what do you see from this pasuk? The way you read the pasuk, when you read the pasuk this way, that the 50th day is the day of the Akrabas Mincha Chadasha, but the only way you can get to this 50th day is if first you count the 49 days. The 49 days have to lead up to the 50th day. If you have 49 days leading up to the 50th day, then the 50th day, and only then, is the 50th day going to be a mincha chadash al Hashem? Is it going to be chag habikurim? Is it going to be shavuos? That's one way of reading the pasuk. Another way of reading the pasuk is, according to Rashi, is make it a mikra mesuris, make it an inverted pasuk. Usfaratim lechem imachos haShabbos miyom aviyachem esomer atinu v'shev haShabbos tamimos tiyana ad imachos haShabbos haShviyos tisperu chamishim yom v'krafta mincha chadash al Hashem. Says Rashi, Pshuto ad mimachos haShabbos haShviyos shehu yom chamishim tisperu umikra mesuris hu. In other words, even the fipshuto, it's ad v'lo ad b'chlal, but it's a mikra mesuris. It's an inverted pasuk. It's out of order. It's as if it says ad mimachos haShabbos haShviyos until after the 7th week, but again until and not including, which is the 50th day. Not that the 50th day is when you bring the korban, but you're counting until you're counting until, but not including the 50th day. So you take that word in the pasuk of Tisperu and you put it after Chamishim Yom. Instead of reading, as we read in the pasuk, Ad Mechos HaShabbos HaShviyos, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, we read Ad Mechos HaShabbos HaShviyos Shehui Chamishim Yom, which is the 50th day, Yom Chamishim, that you should count. So what do you see from here? That you're counting until the 50th day. The point is, the days. The point is to get to the 50th day. That's the only way it's going to be Shavuos, is if you get to the 50th day. So if you count until the 50th day, Adi Mechras HaShabbos HaShvi'is Shehu Yom HaChamishim, until, but not including, the day after the end of this, the day after the 7 weeks end, in other words, the 50th, which is the 50th day, that you should count. As the emphasis is that you're counting the days. You have to count the days in order for it to be Shavuos. If one wouldn't read it that way, if one wouldn't be Misaris the Mikra, then we might make a mistake and think that you don't really have to count the days, because the Iker is the weeks. The days are only there for the weeks. The days aren't a separate counting than the weeks. Because you would read it, Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos Tehiyena, 7 complete weeks, until Mimachros HaShabbos HaShvi'is, until the after, until meaning until after the 7 weeks, until the 50th day, you should count 50 days. But all of this count of 50 days is only because it's Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos Tehiyena, it's only for weeks, until it's Mimachros HaShabbos HaShvi'is. It's all there for the weeks. You would think that it's all subordinate to the weeks. You're counting the days, but subordinate to the weeks. In other words, this Sheva Shabbos Tumimos Tehiyena Ad Mechras HaShabbos HaShvi'is, you're counting these 7 weeks until after the 7 weeks are over. That's why you're counting the 50 days. The days that you're counting are subordinate to the weeks. And therefore Rashi says, no, don't read it that way. The way you should read it is, Ad Mechras HaShabbos HaShvi'is, Shehu Yom HaChamishim, Shehu Chamishim Yom. Until, at first it says, Sheva Shabbos Tumimos Tehiyena, it says 7 weeks, and then it says, Ad Mimachos HaShabbos HaShvi'is, Shehu Yom HaChamishim, Tisperu. So, it's not just the Chamishim Yom, aren't just the Hemshech of the weeks. It's not just subordinate to the weeks. It's independent. Ad Mimachos HaShabbos HaShvi'is, Shehu Yom HaChamishim, Tisperu. Right, we have in the previous pasuk, yes, you're counting the weeks, but you're also counting the days. Until after the 7 weeks, which is 50 days, tisbru. So the 50 days are counted separately, as opposed to which might imply that this is just as chamishim yom, it's just a hemshech, it's just subordinate, it's just ancillary to the weeks. You're just counting these 50 days as part of the weeks, but no. That the Yom HaChamishim has its own sphere. The days have its own sphere. You have to count the days in order to get to 50. In other words, it's not just the 50th day as we have it in the Pasuk. Tisbru Chamishim Yom. You should count these 50 days, according to the way Rashi has in Mikra Mesuras. No. Adi Merchas HaShabbos HaShvi'is, Shehu Yom HaChamishim, the 50th day. Not just altogether the counting of the 50 days. The Ikar is the 50th day, because the counting of the days is what makes it the 50th day. In other words, there are two types of countings. The counting is the weeks, is that it sees to the 7 weeks makes Shavuos. And the counting of the days is that you have to count up to the 50th day, because the 50th day is the day of Shavuos. So that's why it's even better. Rashi has the Mikra Mesuras over here, where he has it Ad Mechras HaShabbos HaShvi'is, Shehu Yom HaChamishim, until after the 7 weeks, which is the 50th day. Oh, you have to count to 50 days. In other words, the sphere of the Yamim is significant because you're counting each day so that you get to the 50th day. It has to be day number 50. That's the day of Shavuos. And that's Tisbur that you should count. As opposed to how we have it in Pashas, Ad Mechras HaShabbos HaShvi'is Tishbur HaChamishim Yom. In other words, it's you should count these 50 days, as there are 7 weeks, and you should count them, Sheva Shabbos Tumimos Tehiyena, until Mimachos HaShabbos HaShvi'is, you should count these 50 days. In other words, not that day 50 is important, you should count these 50 days, all 50 days together. All 50 days together, so the days are only subordinate to the weeks. But here the Iker is no. Mimachos HaShabbos HaShvi'is, Shehu Yom HaChamishim, as Rashi has it, that's the 50th day. The 50th day has to be counted because that's what makes it Shavuos. That's the Sefiras Yama Kopanim. You'd see our Yisod that two types of counting. So there's the counting of the week, the metzias of the weeks, so that's what makes Shavuos. And also the fact that it's the 50th day, that it's the Yom HaChamishim. Since it's the Yom HaChamishim, that, and you counted the days up to the Yom HaChamishim, now it's officially going to be Shavuos. That's what makes it Shavuos. Just like the 15th of the month is Nisan, and of Nisan is Pesach, and the 15th of Tishrei is Sukkot. And those are the two countings. Now the Shita of the Rama in his Igros, Igros im Arabrim Shimshon ben Reb Avrom, is like the Shita of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that according to a Amemar al Kolpanim, you can see there exactly how he puts it in the context of Amemar. Amemar was the one who counted days and didn't count weeks. The Sfiras Hayomim Bizman HaZeh is min HaTorah. And only Sfiras HaShavuos is Zeichel HaMikdash, u'mishum sherak Sfiras HaShavuos nidlas Sabarimer. Because only Sfiras HaShavuos is connected directly to the Omer, whereas Sfiras HaYomim is independent, like we saw in the previous year. And this sheet is also brought in the Meiri at the end of Maseches Pesachim Ayin Sham. And the Or Sameach made a Shirach. The Or Sameach said it's really the same Shita. Shitas HaRama and Shitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim is the same Shita. That is, as the Or Sameach has it. So again, just to recap, we saw in the pasuk Shiva Shavuos Tisbolach Mehecha Chaimish Bakam Tachel Ispor Shiva Shavuos. So here, the 7 weeks are said in the context of Mehachel Chermesh Bakama, which is when the sickle goes to the standing grain, which is the Karban Omer. And also, that's in the Dvarim, in Re'eh, and in Parashas Emol, we have the same thing, same idea. So the 7 weeks are from the Omer Tanufa. Whereas the days, the Tisbruch HaMishim Yom, isn't that? Rochel Shabbat Shviz Tisbruch HaMishim Yom is not the connected Omer Tanufa. So the days relates to not Zman HaMikdash, and the weeks relates to Zman HaMikdash. So like I said, the Or Sameach wanted to make a shidduch between the Shitas HaRama B'Igroisov im Shitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Aval HaMa'ayin B'Divreihem Yireh She'af al Pishel Maitza Shneim Sovrim Et HaYevdel B'Zman HaZeh Bein Minyan HaYem LeMinyan HaShavuos. So it's true that they both hold that there's a difference between the counting of the days and the counting of the weeks. But fundamentally, V'Yisod Shitatam Nechleku Hem Ad Me'ed Sheharama katav ve'en leharher achar tam ha'mikra lomar maishna shvui delo chiyev rachmana ela bezman shebeis ha'mikdash kayim u'maishna yoimi dechiyev rachmana afilu bezman hazeh de'im ken gabei lulav nami tikshilan. So don't start thinking questions about the pasuk why by shvuis the Torah was only mechayivas b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim, to count the weeks, and the days, the Torah is mechayiv even b'zman hazeh, without the omer. Because we ask also about lulav, why is the first day only when there's a mikdash and the other days not? Ela, gzeres hamelech, this is the decree of the king. No questions asked. Now Rabbeinu Yeruchim wasn't bothered by that. He doesn't bring up this issue of why this is the days are not connected to the Omer and the weeks are connected to the Omer. As lamu lo dan b'masha Ramadan, mishum. If tistakel b'rama, ze pashut lo, she mitzvah achas hi aminyan de yoimei udeshvui. Vim kein hudin al oisoi dover lemnoisoi beferut shel yoimi v'shel shvui. He holds it's one mitzvah. The counting of the days and the counting of the weeks is one mitzvah. And therefore you have to count both. It's comprised of two things, days and weeks. Count the same thing with days and with weeks. And this would then present a very serious problem. That if that's the minyan shel oisoi hadovo, וגם בזמן הזה חייבים במניין זה, מה ישנה שאין את קיום החיוב על ידי אויסוי מניין ואויסוי אופן? So if they're counting the same thing, so then Bizman Hazeh should also be chayiv in this minyan. So why then Bizman Hazeh, if they're both counting the same thing, doesn't it work out the same way? Why is Bizman Hazeh only yamim and not shavuos? As l'chein ut kasha b'zeh. And his answer was, you know what, you're counting the same thing, but it's gzeres hamelech, that this should only be bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, and this should be even shaloi, even bizman hazeh, yomim is even bizman hazeh, and shavuos is only bizman beis hamikdash kayim. Aval afi ma shenitbaer b'shitat rabbeinu Yeruchim, harei shnei chiyuvim shonim legamreihem, ve'en kol kushya b'ma she'achiyuv al ha'mesaper shel ha'ashvuye dechag, שיש בשבוי שזוהי מצווה של ספירס השבוס, נאמר בקרא, שאינו אלא כשהיה עומר שפעל את מה שפועל העומר על הימים שהלך אחריו. ועל שבוס אלו עם חלות זו, שישנה בהם הוא שנאמרה מצוות הספירה. So according to רבנו ירוחם, it's not a kasha, why one is only בזמן הזה and one is at the time of the yom. These are two separate חיובים. What creates the Chag? What creates Shavuos? What creates Shavuos is the counting of the 7 weeks. That's the mitzvah of Sefiras HaShavuos. That's the Ashvuye of the Chag. That Sheva Shabbos is Tumimus Tiyena. That in order to get to that Mincha Chadosha, it needs to be 7 weeks. These 7 weeks create that Mincha Chadosha. The Chalos of Shavuos called Shavuos. It's the festival of weeks. The weeks that you can't, the weeks create the Chag, and therefore you have to count these weeks that create the Chag. Val Shavuos Eilu im Chalot Zu, sheyeshna behem hu shenemra mitzvat haSfira. Lachin achshav, the Leka Oimer, ein din Sfira al metziut haShavuot Eilu, shechaser parat b'metziusa. But now that there's no Omer, there's no din svira on the metzias of the weeks, because we lack a prat in their metzias. In other words, since the shavuos create shavuos, but when do they create shavuos? They only create shavuos with the omer. You bring the omer, and then after the omer, the omer together with the 7 weeks that you're counting are going to create shavuos. But if we don't have an Omer, so it's not a kasha that you're not counting the Shavuos, because that's the only way to, it was in back in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the only way to create the Shavuos was by counting the weeks after the Omer. That's why the weeks are set in the context of the Omer. V'lechen achshav, d'leka Omer, ein din sviros al metzius ha-shavuos el shechoser parat b'metziusim. There's no Omer. So there's no din svira on the metzius of these weeks, because we lack a prat in their metzius. ואילו אחיו על מניין היום הוא חיב על הזמן שעבר מעומר עד עתה. הרי בזה בוודאי יש לומר שזה אינו מניין לעומר עצמו, אלא זמנו של עומר. The metzius of the Omer together with the metzius of the 7 weeks is what creates Shavuos. But the days, you're just counting from the time that they would bring the Omer on 50 days. But that has nothing to do with the Omer itself. That's why it's not said, days aren't said in the context of the Omer. You don't need the Omer to count the days. So you don't need the Metzius of the Omer. You just need the amount of day. It has to be the 50th day. And it doesn't have to be the 50th day from the Omer, because it doesn't have to come with the Omer. So therefore, he wasn't bothered. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim wasn't bothered by the difference between the days and the weeks. But why is only the days b'zman hazeh, not the weeks? It's pashut, because you're counting two different things. And what you're counting with the weeks is inapplicable. Because counting the weeks is counting the metzias of the Omer together with the metzias of the 7 weeks. That's what creates Shavuos in the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash. So you lack the Metzius of the Omer, then what's the point of this Metzius for 7 weeks isn't going to help you? Whereas when it comes to the The days aren't, it's not the Metzius of the days that creates Shavuos. Not that these 49 days create Shavuos. Now that you counted the 49 days, the Metzius of these 49 days created the 50 days. No. That is that the 50th day, when this amount of time passes, from when you would bring the Omer, you don't necessarily have to bring the Omer. You don't need the Metzius of the Omer. Just like the Metzius of the days don't create Shavuos. It just has to be that 50 days have to pass. The 50th day is going to be Shavuos. That's what makes it Shavuos. That's the date of Shavuos. It has to be the proper date. What's the proper date? The 50th. I mean, it doesn't bother Rabbeinu Yerucham that there's a difference between the days and weeks, that the only days are Bezmanazen and weeks aren't, because he holds they're two fundamentally different countings. And the counting of the weeks lacks the Metzius of that's necessary for the counting of the weeks, i.e. the Omer. Because that's what kicks it off, the Omer. The Metzius of the Omer, followed by the Metzius of the weeks, that's what creates Shavuos. Mashen came the days, you don't need a Metzius of the Omer, it's just 50 days from the time you would bring the Omer. It's Shavuos. The 50th day is the date of Shavuos. So you count up to that date. And now that it's the date of Shavuos, like the 15th is the date of Sukkot and Pesach. 50th day from when you would bring the Omer is the date of the Omer, and it's not a problem that this should be Yom should be Bezmanazen and Shavuos not. But the Rama holds, no. You're really counting the same thing. So if you're counting the same thing, days and weeks, then right, and what you're counting to 50. Just you count to 50 in two different ways, one with the weeks and one with the days. So if you're really counting the same things, then why did the Torah have it that Yamim only be, that Shavuos only be Bizman Adayis, and Yamim be Bizman Teretz? That's what God said. But he had the Kasha. So like you say, Ginas by Lulav also. Why is Lulav only in the Mikdash one day and the rest of the day it's not? That's what God said. But the Rama's understanding that it's mitzvah achas, the minyan of Yom and Shavuot is mitzvah achas. You just have to count the same thing with days and with weeks. And therefore, he's bothered if you're counting the same thing. Then why should one be bezman habayis and one not? But for us, it's not a problem. You're not counting the same thing. You're counting completely different things, and what you're counting with the weeks isn't relevant bezman habayis. So, even though the Or Samech wanted to make a chiddush, the only shidduch between these two shittas is that there's a mitzvah of days and weeks. It's that bizman hazeh, you only have to count the days and not the weeks. The weeks is only a zecher, and that they're the same. But in understanding fundamentally the yisod of what you're counting, when you're counting days and weeks, the Rama's understanding, you're counting the same thing in two different ways. And the Rabbeinu Yerucham understands, no, you're counting two completely different, two different types of countings. You're counting two different inyanim. As often, I quote these great rabbis. In a previous year, we learned some of the history, a little bit about Rabbeinu Yerucham. But who's this Rama? Anyone who learned Sanhedrin always knows Rama is always coming up. Resh Mem He. Rav Meir ben Todros Halevi Abulafia. Abulafia is a very, very famous rabbinic Jewish family. Wow, so many great people. So he lived from about 1170 to 1224. And he was Sfardi, lived in Spain, literally Sfardi, from Sfarad, and he was a Poisek, and a great Parshan in the Gemara, and he was the scion of a wealthy and scholarly family, the son of Todros ben Yehuda. In his 30s, he was one of the three appointed rabbis in the Toledo Beis Din. As the Spanish kings gave the Jews more self-rule, the Rama, Rav Meir Halevi, Abulafia, that's the Resh Mem Hei, Rav Meir Halevi. He played an important role in paskening shilas for Spanish Jewry. He was a Rosh Yeshiva. When his father was Nifter in 1225, he was called the Nasi, the prince. The Rama was a bar plukta of the Rambam. When he was young, he got a copy of the Mishnah Torah. He saw in Hilchos Teshuvah, the Rambam says, Olam Haba is Ein Bo Guf Gvia. So he thought that the Rambam is saying there's no Tchias HaMesim. He also didn't like the allegorical explanation the Rambam gave for Agadas Chazal. He wrote his Asagas on Kisvei Rambam. He sends a letter to Chachmei Provence. Uverosham the Rabbeinu Yonasan HaKohen Milunil. And the Chachmei Lunil, who the Rambam also had correspondence with, were very great fans of the Rambam. They weren't mekabel the criticism of Reb Meir. Reb Aaron ben Shulam Milonil hechazir lo igeret tshuva nuzefet shehovil lechalifat yikrot shleima hamechune ketav ala rasa'il. So they have this communication that they went back and forth. And then he tried to get the Chachmei Tzarfas against the Rambam, and they got very angry at him. And the Chachmei Sfarad also didn't like the fact that he was starting up with the Rambam. And one of the Chachmei Sfarad wrote a very angry poem at him. Haramalo shakat v'shalach et chalifat ha'ikot kulal, where he writes to Reb Shimshon Mishantz, one of the great Balei HaTosfos. He said, you decide. Rabbi Shimshon decided in favor of the Rama, the Gabi Tchias HaMesim, and also that you shouldn't give allegorical explanations to Chazal. However, he refused to join the war against the Rambam. He was had great respect for the Rambam. In the Igeres Tchias HaMesim that he wrote to the Rambam, he says that don't listen to what the Rama says that I said. Nevertheless, the Rama, Reb Meir HaLevi Abu Lafia, had great cover for the Rambam. He even wrote a kina, a lamentation, an elegy. I like that word. After the, it's a poem of serious reflection, usually a lament for the dead. See, he wrote an elegy for the Rambam after he was Nifter. And with the years, the criticism of the Rama against the Rambam cooled off. And 30 years later, once again there was a big polemic on Torah HaRambam, and Rabbi Shlomo Minahar and his Talmud, Rabbi Rebbeinu Yonah, put a cherem on some of the Rambam Svarim. And nevertheless, and of course, that created a lot of waves and a lot of opposition. And we know the way us Jews can be sometimes. Between the two camps, the pro-Rambam camp, the anti-Rambam camp, now the Rama remains neutral. Isn't that interesting? Marv Rabbeisai, a little bit about the history of the Rama, Reb Meir HaLevi Abu Lafia, and it's good to learn about our Chachamim, where they came from. Say their names all the time. People don't know. Okay, sweetest friends, thank you so much for listening. This concludes this shiur on this sugya, this segment. However, we still have a lot more to say there. Olamos, Rabbi Yisrael, and Sfiris HaOmer, velts and velts of Torah. So please stay tuned, and we will mirtz Hashem continue. B'lina there. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.